We're back to Neil Haley Show. My guest today is Lenny Clark from Extended Family. Lenny, how are you? And thanks for stopping by, man.
Neil, thank you for having me. I love doing your show. What's up, pal?
Hey, I love just, you know, talking. And you got to talk about your career as a comedian. Did you ever think it was going to open up so many doors for you as a comedian?
Not in a million years, Neil. It started as a joke. You know, it was just something I saw a few people doing and I wanted to do it. And I've been doing it almost 50 years. And when I started, there was only about 80 to 100 comedians in the entire country. And I'm talking about the famous ones, the people working at it. And now there's only about 100 people that aren't comedians.
That's crazy. I mean, so, and that's that, and, but again, they have that dream, right? And I looked at your bio, right. You've had a lot of opportunities to be on sitcoms and movies as a comedian. Most comedians don't get that opportunity, do they?
No, but if you notice, a lot of the comedians who ended up doing TV and then got the chance to do movies, like Robin Williams, I mean, you know, Academy Award winner. It was, you know, Stephen Wright, another Academy Award winner. I think comedians inherently are terrific actors because they're putting it out there in front of a crowd. You know, some of the younger guys today, I don't know if they're as prepared because. You know, they work with the internet, the TikTok, and you know, YouTube and MeTube and all of that. These guys can write to stadiums, right, in arenas. I mean, a lot of the guys I worked with, we toiled in the clubs for years and years and years. And I'm not saying you have to do that, but I'm just saying it sure is a different lifestyle now.
No, it's a definite different lifestyle. And are you glad you broke in when you did to make it to where you are today?
I am so glad I broke in when I did because I became a student of stand-up. You know, like I said, I became friends with Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Rodney Dangerfield, people that I never would have met and without the stand-up. And the fact that I could call them my friends, it's just amazing. I'm a poor kid from Cambridge, Massachusetts. I never thought I was going to be. There was no one in my family in show business. And the fact that I have done hundreds of television shows and probably 50 movies, I said it once. I said, if your real life exceeds your dreams, go back to sleep.
And you just let your dreams continue. And that's what we do is we can create what we want to create when we tell ourselves we can do it. And Lenny, that sounds like you for sure, that you've told yourself, I can do this from growing up in humble beginnings to getting to where you are today because you believed in yourself. How important is it to believe in yourself to have success?
My God, it's so important because, you know, there are a lot of people that you come across in life that will want to knock you down and they want to, you know, crush your dreams. And you just have to, you know, like, especially after, like, you have a bad show, like if you're bombed, you go, wow, but why was that so bad tonight? What was it, you know? And I'm not really one to blame the crowd. Occasionally you will get a crowd that's just not, you know, not conducive to you. But you have to believe in yourself and you have to take that confidence and build on it and just keep going with it. Because you'll see a lot of people that, not a lot of people, but I see people that aren't even that funny, but their confidence is so strong, they make it work.
100%. You know what I'm going to laugh at? The premise of Extended Family on NBC is it airs Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central on NBC. I'm going to laugh at the storyline for the fact that I am divorced now. I don't know if I could do the co-parenting that this story goes and how challenging this is, but if you can create something of still a working relationship after being divorced, it's a great thing. But it kind of is a oxymoron in certain ways that makes it funny, isn't it, Lenny?
It really is. And let me say, as also a divorce guy, divorce is really, really tough on everybody. I had one divorce that, it was more financial than anything. But the emotions that you feel, because obviously you're in love with a person and then something happens, didn't work out, and then now you're going to get divorced. And as far as co-parenting, that, I admire anyone with children. I admire anyone that's married. Anyone that's married, divorced, and has children, wow. What a life that is. And the fact that the two kids in the show get to stay in their home and the parents are the ones who move around. I mean, that's something I never really thought about. And maybe it's an idea. Who knows?
It would be great if people just saw that a divorce isn't going to work out. Let's cut ties. Let's still be friends. Let's say bygones be bygones and live our lives with specific people. But it's a challenge as you see the number of divorces for sure. But the storyline's funny adding you into the mix because of, I guess, your daughter dating the owner of the Boston Celtics, which you probably like or dislike. You have to watch the show to see, right?
My
daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law, okay.
John Cryer, that's all right, Neil. I play John Cryer's dad, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to promote the show. For those who haven't seen it yet, you can stream it on Peacock, which is amazing to me. I don't even have to do that, but anyone with a computer can do it. You can do it on your phone. The fact that you can catch up and see what's happening, because, if I were in a marriage with children, I think I'd like to give this shot. Like you said, you just want to get, let's end it, let's be friends, let's do what we can for the kids. But it is a full-time job with no rest.
It's totally a full-time job, and I love promoting. I work with NBC on a regular basis, Lenny, with the television crew doing television tours. So I'm so glad to have you on the show. And I guess the basic situation is there's a lot of laughs, and it's a great show, and I'm sure you're happy to be part of this.
Oh, God, Neil. I tell people I'm the second oldest man on television, and Tom Selleck's not doing that good.
All right, well, Lenny, best place. Are you on social media? Can people check you out? Because everyone checks out Extended Family, 8:30, 7:30 Central on Tuesdays, and you can check you out. Is there a place to check you out, Lenny?
Neil, I'm so old. I social media has passed me by. I mean, I try to keep up, but, I'm not really good at it, And I think... Facebook and all that stuff. I mean, I'm on there, but a lot of divorces in this country are caused by Facebook.
Well, Lenny, great to talk to you, man. Best of luck, man. And I'm definitely going to stay in touch. I'm going to reach out to you, and we're going to connect on social and have another conversation sometime. Thanks again, Lenny.
Hey, Neil, anytime. Thank you so much for your help. You're a great guy, and I appreciate being on your show.
You're welcome. I appreciate you, Lenny. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.